Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Yvonne McCoy. Welcome to I'm Ready For Me. I'm ecstatic you're taking this time for you and your business. And you know what else? This year will be like no other. I think that we can totally astound ourselves. The I'm Ready For Me and the Depth Living philosophy is living your life as expertly, skilled, well-trained, and as thoughtfully as you can. And you know, your life doesn't just have to happen to you. You can learn and use success strategies and systems that can consciously enrich your life. Whether those are life choices about your health, your wealth, or yourself, the result is creating a bolder and more dynamic life. And I'm feeling very bold and dynamic today about our topic. Anyway, the process begins with discovering and focusing on what you envision for all areas of your life, not just one, but your whole life. I'm ecstatic to take this journey with you, so be sure to click on the like button in the upper left-hand corner, and let's get it done. Today, we're going to talk about developing your networking style and system. People talk about networking all the time, and networking is, you know, one of the important tools to building your business. It's one, you know, it should be part of your marketing funnel for you to get clients. It is different because it kind of allows you to be authentic and genuine as you increase your visibility, your credibility, and your profitability. And, you know, I think when we talk about networking, most of us tend to think about networking events. But have you ever asked yourself, what type of networking do you like to do? And when I asked myself that question, my first reaction was, you know, isn't it all the same? You know, I network to meet people to help me grow my business. And I think that's what I thought for a very long time. And so it's no surprise that I wasn't very good at it until I found a totally different way to think about it and make it easier. So that's what we're going to talk about today, how you can be more successful at networking, how it can be easier. And to do that, you need to know the three types of networks that you have, your life network, your personal network, your professional network, and the three types of people that you need to have in your network, which are the positive people, the allies, and the mentors. And if you haven't done this, you know, it might explain why you are struggling to, you know, have a good networking style. Because once you understand this, it makes it a lot easier. And I have to tell you that as I was researching this and looking back on things that I did, that this really just clarified a lot of things for me. Like I said, people talk about networking all the time, and most of the time they're talking about networking events. And I'm not much for big events, so I came up with a plan for myself, all right, before I knew these things, all right. In October, when I was still recovering from my surgery and I couldn't get out and stuff like that, I decided to reach out and reconnect with people I'd lost touch with. It started with one person. I wrote an email explaining what I'd been up to for the last 2 years. I said I was refocusing on my business and could we talk? Because the last 2 years have been just hellacious. Anyway, to my surprise, they answered right back, and I thought, this is easy. So my plan was to come up with a list and set out to reach at least 2 people a week. I wanted to customize the email for each person. I mean, I had a basic boilerplate email with, you know, what came up. I took time to see if I could find something out about them before I sent the letter. And I also was very transparent and clear that I was looking to expand my business and wanted to know if there was any opportunities we could work on together. You know, and one of the things was that I didn't realize at the time was that this way of networking fit my time schedule and my style. As the year kind of came to an end, I picked up the pace and, you know, at the end and also in the beginning of 2015, and several things happened. Some of the people were interested in pursuing professional projects together. Some turned out to be very welcome social contacts, so they went into my personal network. Most of them said they would think about people who might be interested in the kind of projects I was doing. So to my amazement, I now am planning 3 coaching groups for 3 different, you know, with 3 different people, 2 trainings, 1 product, and several referrals for clients. So I have to say, this was so easy. I can't even imagine why I didn't think of this sooner. I think the main ingredient was that when I reached out, I wanted to see how I could help them with their business. It wasn't that I went to them with a preconceived idea. I didn't say, I want to do this for you, you know, or do you want to do this? I just said, what are you doing? What are you finding out? Okay. And this turned out to be probably the most fun and the cheapest marketing outreach I have ever done. And I think the thing about it was, it again, it lets you to be, lets you be yourself, and lets you build trust and relationships, and you know, see how you can help others. And like in any marketing, you want people to know, like, and trust you. Okay, network is a way to expand your contacts and your opportunities, and this is true whether it's like I said, your life network, your social network, or your professional network. And the thing that's important is the quality is more important than quantity, okay? It's how well you know the people in your network, how active you are in your network, and the depth of the relationships and how often you contact them has a lot to do with determining your social contact. And this can only happen if you can do this on a regular basis so that you're doing it in your own style. So an example of this is a woman that I was introduced to through a friend. It was like a referral for a project, and that project did not come to fruition. It was going to be a training. And I absolutely agreed with her that where she was in her business, this was not a good time to do this. And so I came up with the idea that maybe we could do a coaching group instead. And every time that we were supposed to talk, you know, about business and about putting this coaching group together, something happened. You know, something happened in her business, and she had surgery. Then now she's on a trip to Egypt. But what I have to say is, over the course of time, the couple of weeks that this has been going on, we've actually developed a very good, more social relationship, so that she's getting to know, like, and trust me. I mean, I said to her, be careful when you're flying because of your surgery, and she's like, you know, she's texting back, oh, it's okay because I got approval, and, you know. And so the relationship, when we actually do get to the project of working together, we will trust each other because we've taken the time to build the relationship. So it is worth some of your time and some of your effort. What we're going to – I'm talking fast because I have to say I learned a lot from this, you know, investigating this whole thing, and it made me take a look at what I was doing that was working well and what was not working. So we're going to talk about what is networking and the benefits. We're going to talk about you, your style, and some strategies. We're going to talk about a system because I think that's probably one of the things that's really, really important if you want to be successful at networking. And as always, you know, I'm going to give you a challenge or an assignment, and we're going to talk about your action plan. So just to kind of go back and highlight some of this, being successful at networking is important if you understand a couple of levels and ingredients that you need. So we're going to talk about the three levels, you know, the three different kinds of networks: your life, your personal, and your professional. And it's not always business related. Your family is part of your life network. Your friends are part of your network, and they can be, you know, and people can cross over. So you can have a friend that, you know, or a business person that started out in your professional network and then became part of your personal network, and vice versa. Okay, your colleagues are part of your network. And here's the good news. The good news is that you're probably very good at your life and your personal networks. You've built them over time. You've based them on their needs and a flow of information. It happened very naturally. And part of the reason for that is that you didn't have to work hard or have to make a pitch to sell something. It was simple. It's as simple as asking a friend, you know, who do you know that tried this? Do you know a good dentist? You know, what do you think about this school? I want to go see a movie. You know, what good movie have you seen, or what good book have you read? Okay, so it's very natural. It kind of comes up the way it is. It's not like you approach your personal network and go, I got something to sell you. You know, this is what I do, and give them the elevator speech. Okay, so in addition to that, there are three kinds of people that you want in your network, in all of your networks, okay? And although this seems really obvious, sometimes I think it's really important to go back and visit it. And the first group of people that you want in all your networks is positive people. Okay, these are people who you could hang out, they make you feel good, they encourage you to pursue your dreams. It doesn't matter if they're rich or poor, as long as they bring that valuable aspect of positivity in your life, because you're trying to move forward and make changes, and you're going to trip and fall, and it's really nice to have somebody who's not going to point a finger at you and instead say, you know, hey, everybody does that, or I've had that happen. You know, success requires that you take action. If you're going to take action, you're also going to fail. You know, if it's going to be a challenge, you want to have somebody who is going to encourage you along the way. And that's what positive people bring to the table. And it's really an essential contribution about what's going on, all right? You have, for instance, there are people in your family that whenever you say something, you know, their first reaction is, not again, okay? Or, why do you think you can do this? Okay, professionally, these may be the naysayers in the meeting that are always shooting down the new ideas, and we all have them. So the goal is to reduce the influence that they have on you by having more positive people in your network. The second group of people that you want are your allies. Allies are people who have assets that can help you achieve your goal. For instance, if you're interested in moving forward with your career, they could be coworkers. If you're interested in starting a business, they could be other entrepreneurs. If you want to learn to play tennis, you might find another tennis player that you could work with. Allies contribute in a practical way in your life, and they make becoming successful a lot easier than if you went it alone. Okay, in your family or personal life, they're the ones that listen and try to help you figure things out. They also, you know, from my experience, have been the people that kind of help pick you up, you know, encourage you. So it's great if, you know, your allies are also positive people, okay, that can help you. And the funny thing about this is that people can fall in all three of these, okay? One of the things that I have to say is that, you know, one of my best friends, I consider her part of my, what I call a selected family. She's also a personal contact, and, you know, she's also a mentor, kind of like in family things, although she's a business person, and I do bounce business things off of her. So she falls in all three categories, all right? And as I alluded to, the third category are mentors, people who are, you know, a little further down the line than where you are. And mentors can save you a lot of trouble and a lot of mistakes, and they can speed you on your way. They can maybe triple the speed of your progress. And mentors, you know, one of the things they can do is they can give you proven strategies to try out because they've done them and they've worked, okay? Another thing about mentors is, you know, that they've done what you've done. So in your personal or professional network, you may not even realize that spending time with them, that they're acting as a mentor. For example, like I said, I think I'm a better grandmother because of my friend Sandy. Just watching her and seeing how she deals with her grandkids has really helped me improve my style of being a grandparent. And like I said, she's actually in all three. She's in my selected family, and she's also, you know, personal and also professional because I bounce things off of her. Okay, so let's see about getting back into the nitty-gritty. I mean, this was kind of a long intro, but I think it was important to lay the groundwork, all right? So the next thing is, what is networking, all right? And what are the benefits? So some of the benefits of networking are credibility, profitability, and visibility. Networking is about creating and maintaining relationships, as we said. Your network consists of all the people who are part of your life. So in terms of visibility, okay, one of the things that networking does is it raises your profile, okay? Being visible and getting noticed is a great benefit. By regularly attending business meetings or reaching out, people will begin to recognize you. They'll start to think about, you know, if I need information about this, who should I ask? And also, you'll be more likely to get leads and referrals as you'll be the person who pops into their head. It also doesn't hurt to build your local, you know, or your industry brand, okay? You know, when people are looking for contributors or somebody to speak at something or ask advice, this is a good way to do this or a good reason for doing this. And, you know, there are lots of ways to build your visibility. You know, you can do it through social media or email. You can become more visible in your community. Just because you're doing something in the community, let's say the Boy Scouts, or you're doing something at your Y or whatever, you're going to meet people that may eventually end up in your professional network, okay? So you can join organizations to network. You can do volunteers. You know, you can volunteer for a large charity. One of the things that's easy to do is you can donate premium prizes for charitable, you know, and be a sponsor, all right? Credibility. Credibility is about information mainly, okay? Credibility is to be able to share ideas and knowledge. It's about asking for feedback or, discussing your point of view. It's also likely that within a group there are those who have already been where you are, and this promises, you know, this gives you an opportunity to learn and avoid some of the common pitfalls they've experienced. So when you have a group of people, you get a lot of different perspectives and can, you know, really take a look at which one works for you. You have real-time exchange. Anybody, you know, that you're talking to is going to be talking about updated information, that kind of thing. You're going to find out information very rapidly so that you're always staying current. And the added benefit to that is that it's going to increase your confidence. You know, by regularly, you know, networking, as you push yourself out there and put your business out there, it's important. It helps you define your business better. And I found that happened to me in December when I was at an event and started talking to people and started, you know, I had worked with somebody and said to them, what did you enjoy about working with me? And he said, you really helped me solve the real, you know, nitty-gritty problems. And I, you know, it made me realize that's what I'm good at. I'm not good, you know, I'm not as good as the high-level stuff like board management and, you know, strategic planning. Okay, but I am good at things like delegation and time management and that kind of thing. And so it gave me a chance to really kind of shift my business a little bit and be much more on target, okay? So in terms of credibility, okay, you know, one of the things you can do is have joint ventures, you know, or you can do articles, you can be a source of information, whether it's speaking or writing. You can ask for referrals and testimonials to get credibility. And those are all things that are very easy to do. And the last is profitability. And aren't we all in business for profit, okay? So I'll go into, you know, the fact that it just gives you opportunities. Like I said, when I made, you know, I sent the letter out, I was very specific that I was looking for opportunities to work with people. And it worked out really well. And as you go through this, you develop your own kind of system. So, you know, we talked about, you know, one of the things that I always talk about when you're doing projects is what is your timing? You know, because I think that's one of the places where people really chafe. It's like, I'm ready to do this now, and they're not ready for like 2 months, but you never discuss that. And so it's like, why is it taking them so long? That kind of thing. But the more you do this, the better you get at defining what you're looking for in the opportunities, you know, whether it's a referral or a partnership or a request for your services, you know, you'll be ready to be able to navigate that whole thing because you know what it is that you want. You know, social media is really important in terms of about opportunities, okay? It's amazing how much you can share, you know, the trends and the advices and stuff like that so that you can do some collaboration and stuff. But probably one of the biggest opportunities comes from referrals and introductions and connections, okay? You know, because you want people to support you, so you need to support them. You know, life events and activities, okay, are important. You know, see yourself as a connector, be a giver, you know, be a catalyst. I think it's as important when you're networking to refer other people as it is to get referrals for yourself because that shows that you, you know, are looking to improve not only your situation but their situation as well. You know, and there are lots of ways to have connections. I mean, you can go on social media, you can email, you can phone, you can be in person, or you can Skype. I have a, from sending out the letter, I reconnected with someone whose radio show I did that's in South Africa. And so we're going to be Skyping. We've been Skyping every couple of weeks on Tuesday to get a project together. And that was a perfect example that she had something that she was already committed to. And she was, you know, this thing to me is wonderful. It was perfectly honest. I can't do anything on this until after a certain date. And so this call, we had a couple of, you know, introductory kinds of call, but this call is the one that we're really going to get down to business, and we're going to do it over Skype. So the world is really your, you know, it's really your oyster. And with the way we can connect with people now, it makes it very easy to do that. All right? All right. The other thing to remember about profitability is you want to make sure that you're looking for the low-hanging fruit. So, you know, you want to reconnect with past clients. You may want to do loyalty discounts for clients who refer people to you. You want to reward your existing clients. You may want to give them some kind of incentive, you know, because a lot of times you always see things about new stuff. You're a new client, I'm going to give you a reward. What about me? I've been buying stuff for you for years, okay? Ask your clients to, you know, or your customers to bring in new customers, all right? So that's the benefit. I mean, part of the, you know, getting the benefit out of your networking is knowing what you need. But really, the next step is to personalize and customize your network. You need to understand you and your style. And I think this is probably what I kind of neglected to take a look at until I did this email campaign. You need to make sure that your network is loaded with all kinds of people. But you need to look at it in three steps. You need to focus on you, your strategy, and your system. If you take a look at all of these, then the chances are that you're going to be much more successful at networking. So the first one is you. You need to be, if you want positive people in your network, you need to be a positive person. You also need to have a very clear sense of what your networking strengths and weaknesses are. We all have different personalities. We all have different skills. And when you understand yourself, then you have a much better sense of what you do well. So, for starters, are you an introvert or an extrovert? Okay. Psychologists talk about extroverts and introverts, and what we're really talking about is energy. Where do you gain or lose energy? Introverts are people who are drained by people and need to be alone to recharge. And surprisingly enough, that's me. I can be on. You know, I can be high energy around a lot of people for a short amount of times. I've decided that 4 hours is like my maximum. So I never do trainings, you know, that are, you know, I prefer half-day trainings as opposed to full-day trainings. If I do a full-day training, then I don't want to spend lunch with the people. I need to recharge, okay? If you're an introvert, it doesn't mean that you're awkward, okay? It just means that, you know, it takes energy for you to be around a lot of people. In general, you'll see more socially introverted people than extroverts. And the reason is that extroverts are generally a lot more social growing up. The more social experience you have, the less socially awkward you are. And there are some other patterns that tend to develop for introverts and extroverts. So, you know, extroverts will shine in big groups. Introverts shine when they're on one-on-one or in a small group. Extroverts tend to love going to parties and events with lots of people. Introverts tend to enjoy smaller, more intimate events. So, you know, that has a lot to do with how you react, okay? Does this mean that somebody who's introverted can't go to a party and have a good time? It doesn't. But you also need to, you know, you need to understand the dynamics there. So we're talking about preferences. It's kind of like if you're right-handed, you prefer to use your right hand, but if something happened, you could probably learn to use your left hand, okay? And your personality is exactly the same thing. So what I want you to do is take a look at, when you're looking at networking opportunities, to take a look at, you know, are you an introvert, are you an extrovert? You know, for me, I don't want to go into a group of people, a huge group of people that I don't know. You know, that doesn't feel comfortable for me, but I don't mind going to a group, you know, to speak to a large group, because only the people that are really interested are going to come up to me afterwards, and I've already kind of made a connection with that. And so that works well for me. I'm not as good as at reaching out to these other connections. The other part to this is there are some people who are great with connections, and I find that those are the best people for me to partner up with in business, because as I'm working with them, their outreach benefits me as well. My expertise benefits them. So I think that's something that is really important for you to take a look at, because if you don't go with your style, you're going to be struggling. And the point of networking is that it needs to be something that you can do on a continuous basis. I've been reading a lot of articles about this, and one of the articles, one of the suggestions, and I thought this was really funny but true, one of the tips they gave about networking is if you go to a networking group and you are an introverted person and kind of can't get your bearings, one of the best things you can do is go stand in a line. Because then you've limited the group to just the person in front of you and the person behind you that you can, you know, have a conversation with. So you've met some people. If during that course, that conversation, you decide to hang out, they'll introduce you to other people. And at the end of it, you get something for whatever you're standing in line. And so regardless if you meet them or not, you still have a reward at the end. And so I thought that was a really good tip. I've never used it, but I think I definitely will. Okay. The next thing is your strategy. A strong network doesn't come naturally. You have to work at it. And so the thing that's important about your strategy is to figure out what makes sense for you to do. Okay. So one of the things that I kind of want to bring up is there are lots of ways to do networking, different types of networking. So you've got peer groups. You're not going to find a client there, but it's a good place to build joint ventures, affiliate programs. It's important to have credibility in your industry. You might get a client through a referral. For example, someone says, I spoke with a potential client that's not right for me, but it might be perfect for you. So that's one place that you can network to put your strategy together. A target market group would be another. Now, this is a place where you're going to have, lots of people who might end up being clients. So you have to make sure this makes you, you know, take a look at where your clients go. And whether you're doing it in person or whether you're emailing them or, you know, doing your advertising, that's important. There are personal networking. Okay, this is one-on-one. Person is about, and again, if it's, it may be personal, and then it's personal to your social life. Okay, so it could be a peer, it could be a client, it could be a referral source. There's social networking. You can reach a lot of people quickly through Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and you have to do this regularly. Otherwise, it doesn't work, and it may not be the thing that you're best at. So, for instance, I had one of my friends who's a marketing coach, she's really been trying to push me into Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and I've been pushing back. And, you know, my mindset about that is that I don't want to tell people what I had for breakfast, or I don't want to tell them these, like, nitty-gritty things in my life, right? And she said, well, what have you done what have you done on a regular basis? You've had your radio show for a couple of years now, and you do that regularly. What is it that you like about that? And I said, I like the fact that it's not all about me, that I research the shows, that I feel like I come with good information, that I learn something for myself. And so I think that's important. So one of the things I've learned is when I research for the show now, I can also post that on my website so that I'm getting the word out in another way. And, you know, I eventually will tie that into my Facebook and so for me, my style is that I like to be, I like to be friendly, but I want to be informational. I don't want it to be about, you know, I went to the store today. I want it to be, here's something you can learn that's going to make your business better, or here's something that you can do that's going to help you be healthier. And that was like a real breakthrough for me, was to understand that part of my style. I mean, I already knew I didn't like to go to big events, but I didn't know I knew what I didn't like to do, but I didn't know what I liked to do. So I think that's an important part of coming up with your style. Now, once you have a style, you need a system. Okay, because if I said it once, I've said it a couple of times, and that is that you need to be able to follow through and to do what you need to do. All right, so I'm going to give you five quick steps, and then I'm going to go back, okay? One of the things you need to do is you need to follow up quickly. So you need to have a system for that. So how do you do that? You know, if you meet somebody and you put their card, you know, someplace, then it's going to be hard for you to go back and pick it up, you know. And again, there's a personality kind of thing. I know somebody who makes notes on the back of all the cards that they get. If you want to follow up quickly, one of the ways is how you go into, let's say, if you're doing a networking event. I mean, that's why I decided that I only wanted to contact two people a week, so that I knew that I could follow up on them, okay, and not be overwhelmed. But if you're going to a big event, you may want to divide the people into, you know, three categories, like A-listers, B-listers, and C-listers, which sounds a little, you know, elitist. But if you look at the A-listers, are people that, you know, can help you right now, you know, like in a short period of time, like the next week, you want to jump on that right away. B-listers might be people who you value in your network, but it's not urgent. You know, like I said, I was talking to the person in South Africa, and she said, I can't move on this right away, but I can in a certain amount of time. So you put them in the B-listers. They're going to move up to the A-listers, but right now they're B-listers. And C-listers are people that are in your network, and you can see yourself connecting with in the future, or maybe connecting them with somebody else. They're kind of like priming the pump, all right? So you want to divide them up and know that, you know, when you need to follow up and how you need to follow up with them. Use as many different means of communication as you can, okay? So, you know, you can call, you can email. A lot of times when I go to a networking, you know, I do have somebody's business card, I will send them an email and I'll say, you know, thanks, it was great to meet you. I just wanted to make sure that, you know, I had your contact correctly. You know, something to that effect. Or you might want to read the post that I just did on such and such, or I thought about something you said, all right, so that you can, you know, you can email them, you can call them, whatever, okay? I thought about something that you said, can we have a, you know, can we talk this week? You want to add value. You want to do something that's going to add value to the connection, right? Again, that could be something as simple as, I thought about what you said and was curious whether or not you had thought about adding this to your whatever, or if you knew about this new product, you know. And it doesn't always have to be business. It could be something personal that you talked about, but you're adding value to, so that they'll remember you, okay? So probably one of the things that's the hardest for us to do is the scheduled time to pay attention to our network, okay, to maintain it, okay, because that means that you need to make sure that you're touching, reaching out and touching that group of people, you know, on a regular basis, whether you get them on your email list, whether they're on your Facebook, whether they're in your LinkedIn, whatever. You want to have a way that you can reach out and touch them on a regular basis, okay? And lastly, which sounds kind of weird, is that you want to use common sense, okay? We say things we regret, we forget to follow up, we come out as being too needy, and that's just being human. But if you, you know, apply common sense and you're the, you know, you are the positive person, then you can create relationships over time and strengthen them in your network, so that you're contributing to them and they're contributing to you. So a couple of other things that we want to add is, in terms of your system, I went out of order because I wanted to make sure that I had time to cover all of those things. You know, one of the things that I think is important is when you put your system together, it really has to have some kind of accountability or some kind of tracking that goes into it. And I think that's probably a lot more important than people think, all right? Like I said, you need to schedule it, right? So you need to make sure that you're doing something once a week or you're doing something, you know, however often, to follow up and nurture those kinds of relationships. All right, so that's the bulk of everything. I mean, you need to know how you work. You need to know what your strategy is and your style, okay? And your style can be, part of your style can be just superficial things, how you look and how you present yourself. And then you need to, you know, in your strategies and your system, you need to decide. I mean, one of the things that I decided a long time ago, because I am an introvert, is that I'm not going to meet everybody there. So, you know, I used to go to networking things and try to collect as many cards as I possibly could. For me, what I try to do is try to figure out who are the people that will get me to other people. So at a networking event, I try to find somebody who's in the organization that put together the networking event. I try to meet somebody who just looks interesting to me. You know, if there's somebody that's dressed kind of the way I like to dress or has on some jewelry that I really like, that's a person that's easy for me to start a conversation with. You know, and hopefully that'll be somebody that has some of the other same interests that I have. So my game plan was, instead of having a bazillion business cards, was to have five really good connections from a networking event. So putting together a system for yourself that, you know, what kind of events you're going to go to, how often you're going to go to them, how you're going to follow up from them, what you're looking to get from them, okay, is very important if you're going to be successful at networking. So your assignment, okay, your challenge is to ask yourself what's working and what do you enjoy. This gives you that insight into you. So like I said, I don't like big events. I do like my radio show, and I think it's informational. I like doing it. I like being able to do the two emails, you know, to reach out to my network. And like I said, some of them turned out to just be social connections, people that I hadn't talked to in a really long time. And it was just nice to reconnect with them and say, okay, well, let's see if we can stay in touch, okay? And so if you answer these questions and you do it regularly, then you can start to put together your style and what's important to you. I mean, so for instance, if you have very little flexibility with your time, that's important to build into your system, or vice versa. So money might be a factor. I mean, because some of the networking things, you know, it costs. How many can you go to? What's the biggest benefit for you? You know, if you are working, you know, a full-time job and building your business on the side, then you don't have as much flexibility, okay? If you are, you know, building your business, but you have certain contracts or whatever, you may only be available at certain times. So taking a look at where you are in life and what you want to do and that kind of thing is really important. And you need to decide what your purpose, what the main purpose is. I mean, visibility, credibility, or profitability. I mean, you need all three, right? But some things are going to give you more than others, okay? Then you need to take a look at the three steps, you, your strategy, and your system. You need to take some time and figure out what it is and how you can make that work for you, all right? And, again, if you ask yourself what has worked in the past, that'll give you a lot of insight into that. So, like I said, you know, doing the outreach was so successful, it's because, you know, I could fit it in during different times of the day. I could customize the letter if there's something in particular I was looking for. So that worked really well for me, right? And then, of course, you need to have a big action plan. You want to create some urgency and be determined, you know, to follow it through and expect some great results. And here's probably the one little thing that I will tell you to be careful, the warning. The warning is when you find the networking style that you really like, you're going to get great results. Like, I was really surprised at the great results that I got and how easy it was, right? And so it's so easy to stop doing what you did to get it. And I have to constantly remind myself and pull myself back and say, okay, did you do your two outreaches this week? And one of the things that happens from that is you never seem like you're coming from a place of being needy, like, I need this person, because you've always got people in your pipeline, and that's what you want. You know, you don't want it to be feast or famine. You want to have, you know, good results all the time, you know, people in the pipeline that you can help and that can help you. Okay. So this is, you know, kind of what I'm going to suggest. Take this week to really spend some time looking at what's working and, you know, what about these activities make it easy for you? Because this is going to really help you with your style. You need to ask, how can you make your network better? What do you need more of? You need to design your system and be sure to include follow-up and accountability. So I got to tell you this. Doing the two emails a week became partly because I was doing another program. I definitely believe in tracking your actions, because without actions, you're not going to get results. And if you've listened to me, I've talked about trackers before, whether it's trackers for, taking care of your health, or whether it's trackers for business. And so I signed up for a 100-day challenge with Gary Ryan Blair. I have to say, I don't normally sell products, but I have to say that I have gotten the best results from this program, and I am going to encourage everybody to take a look at it. You can find it, get information on my website, www.yvonnemcoy.com. And it's got the flower on the fence, and it says someday is today, and it'll give you information. It is money well spent. It has saved me from missing deadlines that I wasn't even thinking about because of a goal I put out that I had to like sit down and really think about. He has a wonderful way of setting goals. It will fit into anybody's time frame. You have a lesson every day that's anywhere from 5 to 7 minutes, a video. And I've just made it a habit to start my day off with it. It just really kind of kicks me into the right perspective. So I'm going to, it costs you nothing to go look at it. And so I'm going to suggest that you do, because the results that I have gotten and the accountability to follow through with my networking has been phenomenal. So I am incredibly happy with it and really want to share this with you, because I think that if you get 50% of the results that I've gotten from using this, you're going to be thrilled, okay? So again, if you go to www.yvonnemcoy.com, it's on the right-hand side, about halfway down. And so you should take a look at it. And the new 100 days is starting, I believe, the 1st of April. So this is a great time to get signed up. All right, so just a few tidbits to about networking. All right. If you're going to a networking event and you focus on just getting clients, then you could miss out on other connections that would actually get you more, okay? And so you should think about that. Don't go to sell to find clients. Two, if you're thinking about passing out business cards, and you think the more you pass out, the better you are, it's not. And like I said, instead focus on getting to know people and get their cards as well, because they'll mean more to you, and the chances are that you'll follow up. The hard sell is dead. I mean, it doesn't matter whether you're networking or doing something else. Relationship selling is in. So you really need to get to know people. And if you are an introvert like I am, probably one of the best ways to survive networking is to ask open-ended questions of the person. Well, what do you do? What brought you here? That kind of thing. And that way, they're talking about themselves, and, you're also going to be put at ease and find out more about them. So you don't want to just jump in with your offer. That's another thing. If you jump in with your offer, you're going to close down that rapport building, right? And you're probably going to miss a lot of opportunities. And again, when you follow up with people from a networking event, you don't want to, give them the hard sell. So that's another reason that you need to get to know people at networking, so that you have something to follow up with. A lot of times I'll say things like, I hope your daughter's recital went well. I know that, you're relieved, you were happy to see it, but you're relieved that it's over. That kind of thing. Or you're remodeling, or your business is going through a change. I know that this is, a difficult time, or you've got these challenges ahead. Can you squeeze in a couple minutes for me? We can make it short. So that you've got something that says, I listen to you, I appreciate your time, I appreciate your energy, and, I'm not just, you're not just a number, okay? And Sometimes you have to, I have to be honest with you, sometimes I have to make notes on the back of my card, the cards that I collect, so that I can actually remember if I've been in a situation where I've actually talked to lots of people. So those are the things that you should keep in mind when you're networking. So that was a lot of information. I was very excited about this. I learned a lot myself when I researched this. It made me take a look at what was working right so that I could really kind of put it in focus and say, this is why this is working for me. I need to do more of that. But the real issue is information without putting it to work, you know, is nothing, all right? You don't have to use it all. I just hope that there's one idea that you came away with that's going to move you forward. I purposely made this show only 50 minutes long so that you have 10 minutes to write down some action plans so that you have time to really say, how am I going to use this? What makes sense for me? Okay, how can I put this to use? How can I make what I'm doing better? How can I start something new? So, you know, question is, how much effort are you willing to put into this? You know, and I think this show in particular, this information, you know, marketing tends to be the thing that drops to the bottom of everybody's list. I mean, you're doing the day-to-day things to fulfill whatever commitments you made. You think about marketing, particularly when you get to the end of the month and you wish you'd made more money and you think, I need to get out there and get new clients or whatever. And so, you know, most marketing things take a lot more effort. I mean, you should come up with a marketing funnel and a marketing campaign and, you know, yada, yada, yada. Networking is something that can be very simple and very easy to do that you can build into your marketing funnel and you can do it on a regular basis. And I would highly encourage you to do that. So the question is, how much effort are you willing to put into this so that you can have a growing business, so that you can do it in a way that's comfortable for you, okay, and that it's fun. And like I said, you know, I stumbled on this, you know, what I call my Reconnect campaign. And it has been easy. It has been fun. I've reconnected with people in California, in South Africa, in the city. I mean, it has just been, it's been a good thing. I mean, some of them will not come to fruition for a couple of years, possibly. I reconnected with somebody who's at a community college, and they're already planning their 2016. So anything that we do may not happen until 2017. But at the same token, I said to him, you know, if you have a panel and somebody's sick or cancels, you know, I'm a couple blocks away. Give me a call. So I've basically said, this is how I can help you, you know, now. All right, so that we can build a relationship. All right, so I'm going to take a deep breath here. Just realize that networking has got some great benefits. It's going to give you credibility, visibility, profitability. You need to have the three kinds of people in your network. You need to have the three different kinds of network. You know, and some of the people that fall into one place can be cultivated into another. You may have somebody that is in your personal network that you may end up cultivating as a business, a professional network, and vice versa. All right? And know that the beauty of networking is if you do it in a way that lets you be authentic, it's not like you have to be one way in your personal network and another way in your business, you know, your professional network. If you are authentic, then people will see you for what you really are. And that's, I say that in a positive way, so that you can move seamlessly from one to the other. Okay? So, you know, I hope this is going to help you to turn your dreams into goals, your goals into plans, and your plans into specific actions. I hope that you're going to use this information to make your business better and your life. All right? So what are you going to do differently? What did you learn that will help you to make 2015 better? We're finishing the first quarter. We've still got three quarters to go. Okay, so you need to put a plan in action, and you've got a great shot at having great results at this, all right? So I just want to remind you again to go take a look at the 100-Day Challenge that's on my website, and to say, for I'm Ready for Me and Yvonne McCoy, I want you to, you know, to remember to be empowered, design your life for ease, the same thing you want to do with your networking. Have a formula that works with and for you. I'm ready for me. I want to be healthy, wealthy, and alive. I'm ecstatic. I, you know, want to make sure that you click the like button. I hope you got a lot out of this show because I got a lot putting it together. And again, take a look at the 100-Day Challenge. I think you'll be really pleased that you did. Until the next time.